a cluster of rare cancer cases in children. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. All this week, we're bringing you a series of stories on cancer and the environment. Today, in the third part of our series, we're going to St. Clair County. The state of Michigan has confirmed a cancer cluster in the county. Since 2007, 8 young children and a possible 9th have been diagnosed with a rare kidney cancer called Wilms tumor. Health officials ran a statistical analysis. They found there are more cases of Wilms tumor in kids in the county than you'd expect to find. Danielle Williams' daughter, Erica, was the first to be diagnosed. She was 7 years old.
My daughter was playing soccer, and she came home that night, and we noticed that she had a protruding lump on the side of her belly. And to the touch, it was hot.
An ultrasound revealed what looked like a 6-inch mass in Erica's kidney. Erica had surgery to remove her left kidney, and that's when the doctors discovered the tumor was the size of a football.
In the hospital, she quit. She didn't speak. She didn't really know what was going on, but she knew it was serious because they're so little. You know, they don't know the serious of it. But her seeing me so broken, she never sat there in silence all the time, didn't talk.
Williams says after Erica's surgery, she went through radiation and a year of chemotherapy. Erica is in remission now. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control say more than 90% of kids diagnosed with Wilms tumor survive. A few months after Erica's diagnosis, another child in the county was diagnosed with Wilms tumor. And then more kids got sick. The youngest was a 6-month-old baby girl.
If children are getting cancer, you know there's something wrong. There's something wrong.
Williams lives in Marine City on the St. Clair River. It's downstream from Sarnia, Ontario. That area is nicknamed Chemical Valley because of the complex of petrochemical plants on the river. There have been hundreds of spills in the past 2 decades. Several cities, including Marine City, pull their drinking water from the river. Danielle Williams suspects something in the water or the air is making the kids sick. But health officials say right now there is no clear connection between any environmental factor and Wilms tumor. Tom Sinks is with the CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. He says it's believed Wilms tumor could stem from something that happens before a baby is born.
So if you translate that into doing an epidemiologic study, you have to try to recreate what environmental exposures or what the conditions may have been for the mother during pregnancy or possibly before pregnancy.
The St. Clair County Health Department has been following the Wilms cases for a few years. Dr. Annette Mercatant is the medical health officer with the health department. She says they're developing detailed survey questions for the families in the cancer cluster.
You know, where did they live? What did they eat? Their medical history, their work exposure history. We're just going to be trying to be very comprehensive.
They're also going to try to track down the placentas of the children. Hospitals often save placentas when babies are born. There's a research team at the University of Michigan that's hoping to study the placental tissue to see if they can find any clues about the Wilms tumor cluster. Dr. Mercatant says it will be difficult to figure out why these kids are getting sick.
I need to be honest. And the honest answer is we don't know, and we very well may not know for a long time to come, if ever, especially in something as rare as this.
But she says this cluster of children with cancer deserves a very close look. Our series on cancer and environment continues tomorrow. We'll hear the story of some people who turn to the courts when they think pollution could make them sick. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.